God is good. Even when we're bad, he still stays good. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. How many of y'all know we're in the year of Jubilee? Anybody know we're in the year of Jubilee? That's good. It started in July of 25, and it goes to July of 26. Jubilee. That means we got a lot of things coming. There's a lot of things about to happen, big time. Amen? Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15? 1 John. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 13. No, 15. I'm sorry. Did I see 13? It's 15. 15? Okay. Shoot a book if you need to get a book or so. Hallelujah. Anybody going through it? Everybody's going through it. But you're going through it. Praise God. Just don't park there. Amen. There should be a sign that says no parking. In verse 15, let's speak it together, please. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even so many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made what? Manifest or exposed. That none of them were of us. But you have a what? Oh, here we go. I love that word. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One. And there's something powerful about this. And you know all things. Everyone say, I know all things. Everything that pertains to my life. Come on, say it. My purpose, my calling, and my destiny. Amen. So, you have an anointing, and you know all things. Isaiah 10, 27. Isaiah 10, 27. The anointing. The eternal presence and power of truth of God Almighty. Isaiah 10, 27. When you're out the anointing, we're nothing. That's why the Bible warns us about quenching the Holy Spirit. Amen. And verse 27, everybody there? Praise God, let's speak it. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the what? The anointing oil or the anointing. In other words, the yoke breaks yoke. We call it the yoke-breaking anointing. It breaks things. It busts things. It breaks the chains of bondage. Without the anointing, there's not a freedom. You cannot be free without the anointing of God. You just become religious. Remember, the anointing is the eternal presence and power of truth of God Almighty. I don't care how many places you go to. I don't care how many Bible studies you go to. If you don't seek the anointing yourself, hello? Yes, we get the anointing. We get increased. In other words, the anointing constantly refreshing us. We gather together, get refreshed in the presence of God. Amen? Because the anointing feeds the anointing. I'm going to say that again. The anointing feeds the anointing. And without the anointing, we're nothing. The yoke-breaking anointing. It breaks all yoke, no matter what you're going through. Amen? Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Master. Joel 2:28. Let's speak it. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Praise God. I start speaking about the anointing, I get excited, man. There's just something that starts stirring up. Verse 20, let's speak it. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, or pour out my what? Anointing. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. I'm glad I still see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Are you ready? Verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the coming and great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Wow. He will pour out his anointing before the awesome day of the Lord. The anointing, are there something important about the anointing? We know that it breaks the yoke. We know that it's the presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. But there's something that the anointing does. It enhances your senses. It does what? Enhances your senses. Wow. It enhances everything about. It increases. It multiplies. Your senses, you become more sensitive to things. Your senses. See, there's a difference between senses and feelings. Tonight's teaching is senses versus feelings. Hallelujah. The anointing enhances your senses. And it enhances everything. 3 John chapter 1. Third John chapter 1. Glory. You know, there's so many times that things are going on in our life and we just can't put it to words or explain it, you know? And as the Lord began to reveal this to me and show me certain things, and he always brings me back to my encounter. And after I got, when the anointing came upon me, which was everything I ever wanted in my life, I was fulfilled. My whole life changed because everything was enhanced. But it wasn't enhanced for bad, it was enhanced for good. I was more sensitive to things. I was able to see more demonic forces. Spiritual eyesight became more fluent. I was able to hear things. Things that were more sensitive. You become more sensitive to the Spirit's calling and purpose. Everything gets enhanced. And you know that you don't belong here. This place is dirty. It's filthy. That was the one thing I realized. And I was so sensitive to her. It was so disgusting. I didn't even want to leave my house. My wife sometimes almost had to pull me out of the house. When we were getting remarried, I didn't want nothing to do with this world. I used to have a Mr. T starter kit, you know, gold and all kinds of stuff. I put it all away. In fact, our wedding rings are melted stuff that, because I said, I'm not going to wear, I don't want to wear gold. I don't want to wear, the only way I would wear a ring is if it had a cross on it. I didn't want anything to do with this world. Because I was so insensitive, but bold. There was a difference. Because you're sensitive doesn't mean you're a wimp. You become more boldness to the things that are of God and the things that are of the devil you want to destroy. You hate the evil presence and the dirty presence of the demonic forces. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, let's speak it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, imagination, conscience, subconscious, attitude, motive, and desires. Your soul. How's it going to prosper? How's it going to increase? The anointing. It enhances. Everything enhances. I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. If they're walking in the truth, what are they walking in? The anointing. Oh, hallelujah. The soul prospers. It brings more maturity. And it increases your senses. Hebrews 5:12. Glory. Hebrews 5:12. One of the things the anointing always do is to help keep your eyes off of you. In other words, because everything is enhanced, so your vision and senses, everything. Oh, I don't want to go there yet. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5:12. Let's go there. Woo! Every time. Let's speak it. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is a what? Babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to what? To discern both good and evil. Senses activated, increased, enhanced to what? Discern. By what? The anointing. The anointing. Now, your senses is a shield for you. Your senses are defensive. It's protecting you. They're like a shield. You can sense things before they get there. You say, what about the shield of faith? Yes, we have the shield of faith. But how many times people fall from faith? Why? Because the senses are not being activated or enhanced by the anointing. Is everybody okay? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Hallelujah. So I really see that in this, we get dressed with the full armor of God, but there's another part of the anointing in us that our senses actually go before the shield of faith. Does that make any sense? Hallelujah. What did I say to you? 2 Timothy? Thank you. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:21. Let's speak it. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Praying that they'll come back to their senses to escape the bondage of the devil. Why? Because their senses became dull. They didn't maintain that place of keeping their senses activated or enhanced through the anointing. They stopped worshiping. They stopped seeking the Lord, even in their personal time. They relied on just going to services. You can't rely on just going to services. You must have a personal connection with him. Amen? Proverbs 29:11. Proverbs 29:11. Glory. What's that say? A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Oh, glory. A fool vents his feelings. Senses, again, are for defense mode from attacks of the enemy. Feelings react to anything that penetrates your defense shield of senses. So every time something's penetrated, you respond or react with feelings. Again, feelings react to anything that penetrates the defense shield of senses. There are emotional senses and there are emotional feelings. Why? Because they're both things that respond or react. So when something is penetrated, you respond or react with a feeling. It comes right in you, and sometimes people speak it right out of their mouths. So there are emotional senses and emotional feelings which react or respond to soulish attacks. To what? Soulish attacks. You are being attacked every single day against your soul. Your emotions, your mind, your will, your emotions, so forth. You're being attacked every single day there. And when the anointing, see, the anointing is a protector. The anointing protects us. And what does it protect? Because our senses are enhanced, so we know. We know things to come. The Bible tells us that. The anointing tells us what? Things to come. Amen? You know you're more sensitive to these things. You can see things through. You know you can not only see things through, you can that's where you're not allowing your emotional feelings to make the decision. Why? Because many times the emotional feelings are responses or reactions to the things that have penetrated. Did you ever see anybody get angry? We've all been angry ourselves. Did we not make wrong choices when we've gotten angry? Sometimes we really regretted it, didn't we? Amen? That's just a part of it. Is anger an emotion? Yes. Why? Because something penetrated the shield of senses. When we should have saw that already. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Woohoo! So again, when a person is always responding to feelings, you can't trust them because they feel. Well, I feel this. No, your senses. I sense this. I want to know whether you're sensing it. I don't want to care if you, I don't want, why? Because if I know that you're feeling everything, something's penetrated your senses. Did everybody get that? Think about when you don't feel good. You know you're fighting the bug. I don't feel good. Right. Why? Because it's penetrated. Something's penetrated your immune system. And you are responding to how you feel. Amen? Now then you start taking things and whatever, but then you want to feel better. Now you make confessions. See, confessions will seal the breaches. Why? Because blood comes. Everyone say it with me. Confession seals the breaches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we open our doors to sin, when you confess, what does it do? It seals the breach. Oh, goodness. Ephesians 2, verse 1, let's speak it together. And you he made alive. Is anybody there? Okay. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air, who rules this earth. Amen? The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Why? Because they lived by how they what? Felt. But God was rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by his plan you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It's not of works, it's of obedience. Amen? It's of what? Obedience. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So can you be obedient without the anointing? Heck no. No, you can't. Prince of power of error, the ruler of darkness, and manipulator of your soul. Acts 26, verse 12. Acts 26, verse 12. Glory. Everybody okay? Are you getting this? This is fresh rhema. Thank you, Jesus. Let's speak it together. While thus occupied as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So what happened to Saul, who became Paul? He got anointed. Remember, Ananias came in and what? Laid hands on him. And he got filled with the Spirit of God. The scales came off of his eyes. Why? Because the anointing brought what? Enhancement. Hallelujah. Broke all the yokes on him, right? Ephesians 6:12. Hallelujah. And we'll start at verse 10. What the heck? Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. The power of his might. What does the power of his might mean? The anointing. Be strong in the anointing. Remember, we are servants to the anointing and stewards to the mysteries of God. We are ambassadors of Christ backed by the anointing. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. Well, how are you going to stand against the tricks of the devil? Through the anointing. Why? Because you're going to know all things. Your senses will be enhanced and you'll know the trickery. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Yes. What are we fighting? Darkness. You can't overcome darkness without the anointing. Remember, Jesus didn't go battle without the anointing. And he was the Word of God. But the Word needed the anointing. Then his words became anointed. So when your words are anointed, they don't return void. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. And, chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians 1, 9. Glory. Senses versus feelings. We have emotional senses and emotional feelings, which are responses or reactions of things that have been penetrated through the shield of senses. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Praise be to God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Glory. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, right? Okay. Glory. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord. And his divine power, which is what? The anointing. Has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be what? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Ooh, divine nature. That means anointed nature. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close at Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Hallelujah. You know, we need to practice more the difference between senses and feelings. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to opening the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Are we in God's days of vengeance? You betcha. To comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, that the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. Is that happening? Yeah. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. And you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Are we the priests of the Lord? Yeah. They shall call you the servants of God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I am the Lord, love justice, I hate robbery for burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth and will make them with the everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has what? Blessed. We will be known because of the how blessed we are by the anointing and the presence and the glory of God that we will be carrying. These things have, we've only seen trinkles. We haven't even seen a part of it, what's getting ready to happen. Remember, now we're watching Venezuela become rebuilt. We're going to watch the dismantle of Iran, and that's going to be built. God is rebuilding globally. He's going to open trade to all nations that are willing. There will be not only peace globally, but the kingdom of God will be ruling for a short period, for a period of time. I don't know how long, until God says, time up. And when he moves us out of the way, then all hell is going to break out. Because we are the restrainers of evil. Because the anointing that you and I carry, as it increases, we become more sensitive, more enhanced, stronger. Our senses will become more, I want to say tender, but more bold. Amen? Your senses will be able to penetrate places where you didn't know before. You will have more dreams and visions. Hallelujah. And you will overcome the enemy. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because we're just beginning. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing. I don't know if you saw today how silver has been boasted up. It's going to increase. It may increase up to $300. It will definitely increase to $150 an ounce, probably by the end of the month. Why? Because that's the collapse of the Babylonian system. They are going crazy. In fact, somebody today, I forgot where it was, bought so many billions of ounces of silver. You don't think that's going to definitely affect everything? I watched this whole documentary on how silver was made. It is quite interesting. They don't mine silver. They mine the ore. And then they have to go set it through a process to become silver. And it's a long process. Then it becomes silver. Then it's used for electronics and everything else. But it's the most used mineral, or whatever you want to call it, metal, in the world. It is the most needed, but it's been oppressed and hidden all of this time, for all of these years, because they didn't want it to expand and become worth what it's really worth. It's actually worth more than gold. The value of silver is actually worth more than gold. But they've oppressed it for so long. But the rooftops are about to get blown off. We don't know how high, how whatever, but it's going to definitely increase. Amen? So we want the anointing to increase in our lives. Remember, the anointing increases, your senses increase. Your senses will go before you. They'll be before you. You'll be more sensitive to things. Amen? So whatever penetrates the senses, you have the shield of faith. If the shield of faith gets penetrated, you're going to react to emotion and feelings. Everybody get it? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We're honored and blessed. You're awesome and mighty. You're true. And thank you for fresh rhema tonight. You have fed us. You have taught us. You've given us more weapons. And you've given us more thirst and hunger for more of you, so that we may be a sign and wonder for your glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God. Give somebody a hug and tell them you got it.